paragraph is before you. So it would, and the subsection A designation would be subsection 21, which is the sum of $159 is appropriated from the general fund of principal of $100. Section 22, that's the serving.
Do we stand at ease?
Prince William Sound oil spill. Sections 23, 24, and 25 are appropriations from the general fund for various loan programs.
Okay.
These were identified in the House and the Senate versions.
Mm-hmm.
Section 26 is an appropriation for a settlement with the federal government regarding food stamp programs. That is the same as what it as I recall.
Mm-hmm.
Section 27 is the appropriation for the back to the municipalities for the revenues collected from the Department of Revenue. Section 28 is the same thing to the Department of Commerce for the fish enhancement taxes back to the aquaculture associations. Section 29 is the disaster an appropriation to the Alaska Disaster Relief Fund. We move from the back section of the bill up to the front section.
Mr. Chairman,
Chairman Larson.
The number of $3,400,000 is $200,000 lower than what we had in the budget, so I would move to amend that to be $3.6 million.
Is there any Representative Rieger?
We did have 3.4 in the budget.
No, it was 2.6.
Well,
compromised that.
What
we did. We compromised to 3.6 this morning.
I'm thinking to raise it.
It was 3.4 moved from the back page to the front section.
No, it's 3.4.
But you folks had 4 and we had 3.4.
And we settled on 3.6 this morning.
Okay, what we have to do is go back.
I don't have any problems with that. I can move down my motion to amend to you. Mr. Chairman, I would withdraw my motion to amend that, and we could support the sum that's being presented at 3.4.
Okay, without objection, it's adopted. Section 30 is the oil and gas litigation appropriation. Section 31 is the appropriate law for litigation with Exxon Corporation relating to the Exxon Valdez oil spill. Section 32 is to the oil spill coordination office operations. Section 33 is to the Department of Fish and Game for expenses resulting from the Exxon Valdez oil spill that is not eligible for expenditure out of the 470 fund. And finally, Section 34 is this appropriation to the Department of Natural Resources for the reforestation program.
All the sections that we had before us. I was going to wait for him to make a
move to the bottom.
Excuse me. Just for our general statement, when we hear the motion to adopt.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, we'd like to move to adopt the front section of the budget as amended before us.
I'm going to object, I guess, for two purposes here. One is just to place something on the record, and the other is just... It's my understanding, and I wish I knew more about this than I do, but we do have the procurement bill that's being considered yet, and if the procurement bill was to pass... This is some language that many people would feel more comfortable with within the front section of the budget. However, not being able to amend the front section of the budget to do something that may happen leads me to just to present this kind of as on the public record that if the procurement bill had been passed, that this is a change that we would have liked to see in the front section of the budget.
Okay, is there any objection? Is this being some, are you suggesting a policy statement or just from the House perspective on the record?
Just from the House perspective on the record.
Yeah. Representative Regan.
Chairman, it seems, I'd like to ask Mr. Green, it seems that this could be put in as qualitative language which describes the behavior of the budget items.
Mr. Chairman, I'd have to defer to legal on that one.
What would happen if we put it in?
Well, I'm afraid if the bill didn't pass, then we wouldn't have a good piece of legislation. And if it did pass, at least we're on record of saying it's really our intent if the bill had passed.
Okay, so, Mr. Chairman, this is essentially your motion to adopt this as intent language?
Well, would that be an approach? I don't know.
Chairman Hoffman, let's stand at ease. Back to order, we will enter into the record this proposed language by the House delegation.
The only other statement we'd like to make, Mr. Chairman, is that once again we enjoyed and appreciated the working relationships that we have had in trying to come together and to, I guess, meet the needs as we both see them for the public. I think what we have before us here is not a perfect document, but I think it's a document that is a series of compromises or give and take so that we have a document that I can feel comfortable presenting back to our body. The part where I do have some concern is, I guess it's a little higher than what I personally would like it to be. I know we are close to the statutory spending limit, if not over the statutory spending limit, when we look at all areas of the budget, including the capital budget. However, I also recognize that there were some needs out there that we just could not ignore. And one of those principal needs, I think, were a result of the Exxon Valdez oil spill that reflected a large additional amount of dollars as being necessary both in the supplemental and in the operating budget that we have before us. So I guess if we are over the statutory spending limit, which I don't believe we necessarily are, that I guess I personally would justify it for that reason and would like to make that as part of the public statement on the budget.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman. We do have also prepared a balance sheet that basically is showing where we are. We can maybe hand that out to members and they can take a look at it. And I know we had discussed this earlier, having a joint balance sheet from the Conference Committee. So that we could have a report to get back to our respective bodies as to what the total appropriation was in the operating budget, what we anticipated to be in the final supplemental, including those that we've already passed, what the capital budget is anticipated to be, the legislation that is pending for the public employees' pay raise, and the new legislation, the fiscal notice that we just passed, what the total of all those expenditures were, what the statutory spending level was, the statutory spending limit as calculated by legislative finance a couple of months ago, the balance which shows us slightly under statutory spending level, and then of course the appropriation from the Budget Reserve Fund to the Oil and Hazardous Response Fund, the debt, and then of course the permanent fund deposit, giving us total spending, general fund spending of $2,849.8 approximately.
And this, Mr. Chairman, then will become the Conference Committee balance sheet. Good idea.
Mr. Chairman, I think the only number that really counts is the bottom line of $2.849.8 and I do. You know, I suppose I could disagree on whether the total of the 107.7 of debt is above or below the limit, but I think that the main point is that a statutory spending limit is fairly meaningless. The only one that's going to really control spending is either a constitutional spending limit or a a spending plan at the start of the year, which is rigidly adhered to. I think that by the time the budgets got to the conference committee, it is difficult to try to make the detailed cuts that we need to do. So I guess I'm in no rec on the analysis on the under or over, but I think what counts is how much we're spending, and on general funds we're spending $2.849 billion.
Well, it's certainly a lot more money than I had anticipated we would spend when we started this process 21 days ago, I guess, and more than I had hoped we would be able to spend. However, and I'm disappointed in that, but I think there are some things that we can feel good about in the budget. For one is the deposit of $150 million in the permanent fund. I think we can all be proud of that we've been able to save some money, put some money aside this year, as well as meet many of the needs that are out there. People in the state of Alaska. And as Chairman Larson said earlier, it's a consensus process of involving all 60 of us and the governor, and that sometimes leads to more spending than any of us individually would like to see.
Sure. Yeah, I should make a special exception for the $150 million deposit for the permanent fund. I would not regard that as spending. I think that's a good point for that, to the extent of that.
Any other comments?
Just one more, I guess, to make sure that we haven't missed anything, and I believe we have done both of these things before, but for the record, I guess. One is that we had a lot of intent language within the budget that we did formally act on, and we did have a motion earlier which was adopted that basically said that we adopted all of the intent language contained in a Finance Committee substitute for House Bill 500 that is not in conflict with any of our Conference Committee action. So I believe we had kind of done that as a sweeping motion head. And I also believe then that when we moved the fiscal notes, we also moved all of those fiscal notes that had non-general fund dollars, but because some fiscal notes just have other, whether they be interagency receipts, general fund program receipts, or federal dollars, that we moved those fiscal notes on those bills too. Is that the understanding?
Senator Ewing?
Yes. I think we worked very well together in coming up with the fiscal notes and checking them and rechecking to make sure that everything was balanced instead of rushed as it was last year.
Representative Rigger?
Hey, Mr. Chairman, one thing on them. If there was a motion on adopting intent, was that motion that we adopt all intent offered and not moved? Or was it?
Mr. Hayden, what's your understanding of the adopted that is
that it was intent that it had to either appear in one version or the other coming into conference committee, plus new intent that was brought in and moved.
And moved.
Plus, we picked and chose on some of those things.
Except those that were in conflict or there was some specific deletions, I also recall.
Okay, so ones which were objected to or deleted, we didn't put in.
That's correct.
Okay, well, Mr. Chairman, it's been a pleasure working with yourself, Chairman Hoffman, Representative Reed. You've been tough negotiators, but fair, and compromise on the occasion required. And if there's any other comments that anybody would make?
Just you.
Okay, thank you. And if we could get an efficient motion to move it out.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, we'll move the committee substitute. Conference committee substitute for House Bill 500.
Any objection? Hearing none, it's ordered, and the conference committee for 1990 is adjourned.